A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John. There was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. He came to Jesus at night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you are doing unless God is with him." Jesus answered and said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man once grown old be born again? Surely he cannot re-enter his mother's womb and be born again, can he?" Jesus answered, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. What is born of flesh is flesh. What is born of spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I told you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes. You do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
This gospel is such a clear reminder to us that discipleship is not following what the world is telling us to do, but discipleship is putting our Catholic faith first and putting it into action. And this gospel is challenging every single one of us to look into our hearts and our lives and asking, where in my life do I need to be born again? So if a born-again Christian comes up to you and asks, "Are you born again?" you proudly say yes as a Catholic, okay? Because through your baptism, you have been born again in Christ. But because we have been born again as disciples of Jesus, with that comes a great responsibility. And that responsibility is to make the world better by the way you live. Our Holy Father, Pope Leo, I think he's doing such a wonderful job. And Pope Leo very proudly yesterday said, "I'm not afraid of the president. I'm not afraid of anything in this world. My job is to be leading people to heaven." And that's what we're all called to do, are we not? To lead people into heaven. The world is very divided right now. But our Lord is asking us to worry about what's above. And eternal life is awaiting all of us if we're loyal to Jesus Christ. So my dear friends, we have been born again in the name of Jesus Christ through our baptism. But we have a lot of work to do to make the world holier. Amen?
Amen?
So how are you going to make the world a better place today? Or are you just going to come to Mass and go back to your old way? Be new again in Jesus. Do your job. There you go. I'm going to have you preach for me tomorrow, okay? Now, I know you will. So where do we need to bring new life to those around us? Just think of one simple thing that you could do today to make the world better.